Well, Ford's investing 600 million rand in its Gqeberha engine plant. The injection will help modernize its operations and support the production of the next generation Ranger. Okkert Berry, who's vice president of operations for Ford South Africa, joins us now on the line. Thanks so much, Okkert, for your time this evening. So you talk about hitting production milestones at your plant and a further 600 million rand being invested as well. And this is an engine production facility that we're looking at. What kind of demand on the other side of the equation are you catering to right now?
Well, so this is fundamentally connected to the announcement or the earlier announcement we made in the year in February where we plan to build a new generation Ranger in our Silverton facility in Pretoria. And we're looking at that facility was set up to go up to 200,000 vehicles per annum and mainly 70% roundabout. A number will be for the export market. And what we are investing in right now with this announcement today is the production capacity and capability for the engines that will go into that new Ranger. And in this one specifically around the V6, the diesel engine that we plan to use in our new Ranger as well.
Yeah. I ask about the demand you're catering to, Okkert, because of course the spotlight has shifted to export lines and how they potentially get impacted by the new COVID variant that has been on the rise, that has seen to a rise in infections. How do you see that coming to bear on your export lines, if at all?
At the initial onset of COVID, we all expected a big drop, you know, in demand for the Ranger product. And I must say, luckily, we are fortunate enough that the Ranger is the number one pickup, you know, in the European markets, and the people continue to purchase those vehicles. And in fact, we've got more demand this year for the Ranger than what we can actually deliver. A very good position to be in, but it was contrary also to our expectations. We assumed that the demand is going to drop, and it did not.
Okkert, does it impact your supply chain in any way and start bringing more so production woes to the fore?
Yes, the supply chain, you know, on across the globe, I think it has definitely been impacted. We see, you know, vessels being delayed and taking a longer time to reach our shores. But we've got an outstanding team, and I think it is all in the planning, you know, and looking at where those impacts are and building it into that supply chain. And luckily for us, we're fortunate, we've got a very, very good group working for globally that handles and takes care of that for us. So we have not been impacted, you know, even on products coming in that we require in our facilities, just by absolute, you know, fantastic planning.
Has it impacted pricing of those inputs at all and driven up your input costs?
Not necessarily. Because of the transit times that, you know, is now longer, yes, that definitely. But on the price of the commodities, you know, that we see coming from our suppliers, no.
Okay.
But yes.
I ask this question, of course, in the context where you've got manufacturers in South Africa having to contend with local woes as well. We've got erratic, inefficient power supply top of that list. How are you navigating that, Okkert, right now? We had a PMI print come through earlier this week showing, in fact, some skepticism as far as future outlook in the manufacturing space is concerned.
So we've started to work on a plan. Obviously, we've invested heavily in solar right now because we know electricity supply is going to be an ongoing issue. I can't see it go away in the very short term. And we are working on a plan to be, you know, to go completely off the grid eventually. Outlook around about 2023, 2024, that is our plan. You know, we can either sit and complain about it or do something about it, and we've taken that direction.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's exactly what our economist earlier this week highlighting, that he's got in a sense that manufacturers in South Africa have learned how to adapt in order to survive very quickly. Looking at local production then, and you know, what you're able to do on home ground, how does that translate into pricing points on your product at the end of the day, Okkert?
So if you look at, it's absolutely key, you know, as a producer within South Africa, you know, I think we need to really understand that we are running a business and we're competing with the rest of the world. And luckily, we've been in that scenario for many years, and we have shown that we can be as efficient in a facility as the rest of the world. And that automatically then drives your cost, you know, in the end, your cost per unit as well. And as long as you can do that, there is absolutely no reason, and we've seen that in our own facility with regards to quality as well, where the Ranger is the number one seller in Europe, that we don't have to stand back and we can build at those quality levels, provided you also, you know, make sure that your people working in your facilities, you invest in cooling, error-proof systems, etc., that you will find all over the world. We can then compete and be competitive.
Well, let's leave it there, Arco. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Arco Berry is the Vice President of Operations for Ford South Africa.